This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
Life beyond reality.
Last week, Sony released its new gaming console, the PlayStation 3, to the usual crowds of frenzied customers. In Connecticut, I heard, a man was shot waiting outside a Walmart to buy one, and elsewhere, people were injured in stampedes. People say that video games are too violent, but this is ridiculous. At the other end of the spectrum are video games where you do nothing very spectacular. You've probably heard about Second Life, where players work and listen to music, buy things, throw parties. In other words, simulate a version of real life.
Second Life. Get one.
But why do video games have to be either ultra-violent or ultra-boring? Is there a video game where people can act like grown-ups and blow up stuff? Yes, there is. There's a group of players who produce a talk show inside the violent sci-fi game Halo 2.
This Spartan Life.
Chris Burke invites real people to join him in the game space and then interviews them just like a talk show host. It even has its own Ed McMahon-like announcer.
All right, we're back. We've got some really special guests this time. I'll be teleporting over to meet them in a minute. But first, allow me to introduce DJ Octabit.
I was intrigued, so I created an avatar for the game, a little virtual me, and met up with Chris Burke.
So, I mean, in Halo, the way they've configured this is the left joystick is sort of like your feet. So if you push that forward, you move forward.
Yeah.
And the right joystick is sort of like your head or your view, which turns your head.
And tell me again, which is the trigger and which is the grenade? Burke's avatar, the host of This Spartan Life, as the show is called, is named Damien Lacedaemon.
I just wanted to identify you for your listeners and
sure.
For the viewers on the web when they see this segment, that you are the red Spartan. We're both Spartans, by the way. That's the model type. We're humans inside of big cybernetic suits, I suppose. And you're holding a plasma pistol, which is actually an alien weapon. I'm not sure where you got that. You must have some contacts with the aliens.
I can't speak about that. But is there a way? Now, I can see you, of course. I can't, and this raises all kinds of philosophical issues, see myself. Is there some way I can push a button and see what I look like?
No, that's what is known as a specific game design. It's called first-person shooter. And the idea is that you are basically inside the head of your character, of your avatar.
Uh-huh.
And all that you see is what you hold in front of you and where you're going. Of course, your subjective view, essentially.
So I could see kind of a stormtrooper version of Chris, and he could see a stormtrooper version of me. And if we turned our fake heads, we could see the cameramen who tape the talk show. These are two friends of Chris who just hang out during the whole game watching us.
These are our camera people, by the way, over here. We have a soft hack with which they can drop their guns, and thereby they become a camera. We tape the video output of their Xbox, and so everything they see becomes a camera shot.
So this is one of those don't try this at home kids, because there is no ability for a regular Halo player to put a cameraman in his game.
No, absolutely, there is. In fact, this employs no physical hacks of any kind. It's literally just within the gameplay. It's just a little bit of trickery that was not intended by the game designers.
Of course, none of This Spartan Life was intended by the game designers. But Halo 2 is such a complex environment that a lot of stuff can happen.
It's more like a big sandbox. A lot of the times I'll be playing a game and the game will just kind of fall apart and we'll just be standing around showing each other tricks that we learned and just, you know, talking about what happened that day. So it kind of becomes a social space, an online social space.
And when you're doing your show, when you are the host, Damien, of This Spartan Life, can just strangers from around the world who happen to be connected via the internet come and watch and shoot at us? And
it very quickly spirals out of control. It's very hard to control when people don't know what you're doing. They just assume they're supposed to kill you and they start shooting.
Imagine David Letterman taking fire from the audience on The Late Show. But mostly what Chris Burke does is talk about technology and media and politics. Then he posts the finished episodes up on the web and anyone can watch. And he's had some pretty cool guests.
Malcolm McLaren has had a blazing career since the early 70s that has spanned fashion, music, film, television. So we thought we'd invite him here to tell his story his way.
Well, back in London, at the dawn of the 1960s, I entered...
The voice of the rock impresario Malcolm McLaren came out of a grotesque and heavily armed alien. As he talked about his old band, the Sex Pistols, he and his host were oblivious to the carnage going on around them.
Hooligans, and before we know it, we may have discovered that the intellectual vanguard is under 13. Can you imagine a world in which 13-year-olds are in control?
Actually, yes, I can kind of imagine that.
One thing about Halo 2 is that it's gorgeous to look at. It's like one of the Mad Max movies, or maybe Brazil, a bombed-out industrial landscape of the future, but transformed into this thing of beauty. Soot-colored buildings against an orange sky, a dilapidated Ferris wheel in the distance. You could spend hours in Halo 2 just admiring the architecture. Chris wanted to show me how rich this world of his really was, so he took me down to the beach.
Yeah, there's a lot to see here if you guys want to walk with me over here. This is a very nice map. I really enjoy this one. I come here often when I just feel like I want to relax, hear the seagulls, hear the ocean.
Yeah. It's a very beautiful sky.
It's kind of a pleasant, you know, a beach vacation kind of a... It's like a resort, really.
A kind of post-apocalyptic, hideously ugly industrial resort, I guess.
Well, you know, one man's resort is another man's post-apocalyptic, hideously ugly resort.
But our vacation wouldn't last long. Other players were prowling around, actually making Chris nervous. All they needed was an Xbox and an internet connection to crash the party.
Follow me. We better move quick, though, because these guys are... I'm not so sure they're friendly gamers.
They're shooting at people.
I'm trying to defend us here. You need to move faster, Kurt. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm trying to clear the way for us here. These guys are, That's a cameraman I'm shooting.
No, that was a close.
Are you hearing the other gamers?
I am hearing the other gamers.
Okay.
As we kill them.
Yes.
And this isn't an antiseptic universe. There's blood when you kill people.
See if you can jump up on here.
How does one... I mean, can you make the leap in a single bound?
Yeah, if you run towards that thing and press A just as you get close to it, you should land right on top of it.
Okay. So this is why I hated Jim.
Anderson, get up here!
Yeah, exactly. There. You made me do it, just like my gym teachers did.
See? That's all it takes. That's all it takes.
Eventually, we hiked our way up to a quieter spot that overlooked the water and was actually pretty.
So come on out here in the sunlight. It's just, you know, these places are pretty dreary. Let's get some sun while we can.
So the basis of this is the Xbox 360, right?
We actually have a combination of Xbox 360s and normal Xboxes up here.
Yeah. What does Microsoft think of this kind of...
Well, they're very fond of our show, which is really nice for us, we're very happy about that. And we were very lucky that early on the composer and audio director of Halo contacted us and said, I love the show. When can I be on? And so, cool. You know, this kind of thing actually extends the life of the game in a sense. Guys, you really need to back off. You need to back off, okay? Yeah, back right off. That's it. Perfect. Because there's guns flying all over here, and our cameraman is going to get one of them.
So the other gamers in red were just driving around and behaving like people do in Halo, even though you were...
That's true. And, you know, I can't blame them for playing the game, damn it. I've got to chill out, I guess. Yeah, I guess basically... God, I've forgotten the question now.
Such are the hazards of hosting a talk show in a war zone. Every time a cameraman gets shot, all taping stops. And the guests, and I'm speaking from experience here, have a tendency to fall off cliffs, crash their hovercrafts, or get blown up. I probably died a dozen times. Luckily, the game keeps giving you more lives. And I gave as good as I got.
Oh, you just killed somebody, Kurt.
I know.
Very, very good. Very good.
You know what? This sort of reminds me of the Today Show, where the spectators are standing around the studio, but in this case, they're actually getting in the show with Al Roker.
It is. I think of this as a TV show. Basically, you know, accessible media. It takes a minute for you to get your head around it, and I think that that's an interesting moment for people. And, you know, I want to bring that to a wider audience.
Aha. So despite the new technology, Burke still thinks that TV is where it's at, which struck me at first as kind of ironic. But then again, Burke didn't grow up with video games. He's nearly my age.
Now, you are almost as old as I am. You're an adult, and you have children. What do your children think of the fact that their father spends all this time in the Halo universe?
My kids, you know, they went to, my daughter is 15, and she went through a phase where she loved Halo, and she was the best in our family at Halo. And my younger son, he's 10, and he's actually become a character in the show by the name of Mr. Poopy Doodoo, which is the kind of name that you might find in a character on Xbox Live, believe it or not.
So much for video games growing up. I really want to thank Chris Burke, known in Halo 2 as Damian Lacedaemon, for having me on This Spartan Life. And you can watch the video of our episode at studio360.org. Derek John produced our story. And coming up next, a movie hero who could make you laugh and cry at the same time.
And suddenly, Nijinsky starts to cry. These loud sobs. Oh, Charlie, you're so funny.
Who could resist Charlie Chaplin as the Tramp? That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.